There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club on this snowy Sunday morning. We've had some good accumulating snow. Started last night about 5:30. Now it's rained, so we're getting a good crust of ice on it. So be careful when you're driving out there today. It's going to come to an end shortly, but it's going to get more treacherous. So slow down, give yourself plenty of space between vehicles, and you'll be in good shape. Or better still, stay home. Let Mother Nature take care of it. Let the professional people clean up your road, get them salted, sanded. Get a good book, a little bit of music, and just relax. Or I think it's a couple of football games that are on that you could watch at the same time. Or you could even start to plan your new garden. And we'll be talking much, much more about that in the days to come. But we have a caller. Daniel, who's up first this beautiful Sunday morning?
First up tonight, or today, this morning, we've got Larry from New Jersey. He's got a question about mums.
Larry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Paul. I have a question about overwintering mums, potted mums. Can I overwinter those the same way I would do geraniums?
The best thing to do is you allow the mums to turn brown or get killed back with the cold weather, and then cut them to about 3 inches. Give them a good drink of water, and put them someplace where it's cool, like a garage, a tool shed. Water a couple of times during the winter, and that way they're out of the wind, they're out of the weather. The temperature fluctuation from, let's say it's 20 degrees out, first thing in the morning, the sun comes up, it warms it to 35 or 40 degrees or even warmer, and then at night it drops back down again. And also the other thing is, if you have a potted chrysanthemum and you get rain, it will freeze. And that pot will expand, and so will the roots. The roots will snap, and then you'll have a problem. So I know when we had a greenhouse, any mums that we had left, we waited till around Thanksgiving. We cut them back to about 3 inches, and then we had one greenhouse that we shut down for the winter. We would put them underneath the benches, right on the floor. Mm-hmm. It would stay there. And about 75% of them survived. They came back up around the 4th of July. We cut them back by one-third to make them bush out. And then we took those cuttings. We dipped them in rooting powder. And we took a 6-inch pot. And we would put 3 cuttings to a pot, and now we had enough mums that it gave us a really good jump on the season.
Okay. Oh, very good. Yeah, I've had a lot of success with geraniums, and wanted to see if I could do the same with mums.
Yeah, mums are very, very easy. And if there's any perennials that you didn't get a chance to plant, treat them the same way as your chrysanthemums. But they need to stay cold and dormant.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful new year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now, don't be scared to call. It's you and me, and my job is to help you to become a better gardener. And if you've listened to the show in the past, you know I stay away from a lot of the cultural names, the Latin names of the plant, to make it simple. Because if I say to you, I want you to use Ataxis cuspidata, you're going to say, what? And I'll say, Ataxis cuspidata. And you'll say, what the hell is that plant? But if I say to you, plant a U, Y-E-W, you know what a U is. So I want to keep it simple, and I want to try and help you to become a better gardener. And that's one of the main reasons we have the email newsletter. And it's a great tool for you. And you can save them on your computer. And we keep them in the archive so that you can go back and check them out. And, for example, we talked about the American elm. And the American elm, during the colonial period, when the British were in Boston and all over the Northeast, the Americans would huddle underneath the elm trees and discuss what they're going to do to fight the British. But when the British finally left Boston, they knew of two of these trees that were the site of preparing for war or a strategy of attack. So before they left the city of Boston, they went to those two trees and cut them down. And that's why today it's not only the American elm, but the American Liberty elm. And there's a lot of great stories on this week's newsletter. So check it out. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Phil from Massachusetts has a question about tomatoes.
Phil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your tomatoes.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I've started tomatoes for many years, but the last 2 years I've had a lot of problems with them getting lazy. And I just don't know what I'm doing wrong, so I didn't know if you could give me some advice.
They're getting tall and thin?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think you're probably starting them a little bit sooner than you should. So I would delay them probably a week anyways. Now, once they come up in your seed flat, are you putting them in like six packs or in individual pots?
Individual pots. That's a little pellet.
Okay. Then what I want you to do is, if that seedling that you're transplanting is, let's say, 3 inches tall, I want you to take that seedling, make a hole with a dowel or a pencil or whatever, even your finger, set your tomato plant in the pot so that half of it is below the soil line, which is the opposite of everything else. But tomatoes have the capability of producing a root system on the stems. So if you put them down an inch and a half, you're going to have a stem with an inch and a half of brand new roots that will form on them. They'll make the plants a lot stronger because now you're going to double the amount of roots. And then when you transplant them in the garden, do the same thing again. If your plant's a foot tall, bury 6 inches of the plant. And you'll get an additional 6 inches of root growth that will develop on that stem. And then, of course, temperature. Keep them cool. And what I like to do is I'll put them in an east or a west window where you don't get the heat of the sun. And every day, the side of the tray that contains the plants, I spin them. So the plants that were facing the window today, tomorrow are going to face inside the room. And that way you get balanced light. They don't bend, and you'll get a much, much cooler stem. So keep them cool, plant them deep, fertilize them every couple of weeks with a liquid food. I like the Dr. Earth because it's all organic, all natural. It has a lot of trace elements, and it has things like bacteria, fungi, and mycorrhiza to make the plants stronger.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. It's quiet this morning, and we'll get you right up and answer your gardening question. During the week, I did receive a couple of emails from people that had purchased bulbs. Tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses. And with the cold weather, the ground froze. They couldn't get them in. What do you do? Well, the one thing that you need to do is they need to be potted so that they can produce a root system and get ready for the spring. So if there's any bulbs that you have not planted, take some of your empty pots, get a good potting soil like Fafard or Black Gold, and of course they're going to be outside when you buy them at your local nursery. Let them thaw and then pot up all of your unplanted bulbs in these empty pots that you probably have kicking around the house. Or if we go to the nursery to buy the potting soil, ask them if they have any empty pots. Most nurseries do, especially if they do landscaping, that they can give you or sell you real cheap. And you pot them up, you give them a good drink, and then you put them in your garage or a tool shed, someplace with no heat, someplace where they will get cold, eventually freeze, but they will lay dormant and they will produce a root system for you. And then what you can do is, as the temperatures warm up in March, or even early April, hopefully in March, you can bring in one or two of these pots that have your bulbs in it, put them on your windowsill, and they'll bloom on your windowsill. When they get done blooming, you remove the flower. You keep it growing like a regular house plant so that the foliage has time to rebuild the energy that it took to make the blossom. And then when the ground is thawed, you plant them directly in your garden and about 3 inches deeper. Now, you can leave them in your tool shed, keep them dormant. And then as the weather warms up, you can take them out of the tool shed and plant them directly in your garden. If you allow them to stay in the basement and say, well, I'll plant them in the spring, they won't bloom. Because the flower bud that's inside the bulb will dry out. You will have nice leaves, but it will not blossom. So get them potted, give them a good drink, put them on the floor in the back of your garage, in your tool shed, in a barn, someplace like that, and they'll do very, very well and come back from years and years and years. So don't wait until spring. Get them planted. And while you're out, some of the nurseries still have some paper whites available. They have amaryllis bulbs available. And I was in one of the big box stores, and they had the paper whites and amaryllis on sale at half price. Now, if they're in a box, open the box to make sure that the flower bud has not come out of the bulb and is all twisted and turning because it's confined to the box. If it's just coming out, no problem. If it's straight, no problem. But if it's all twisted and curling, and in some cases you're going to see them where they were kept too warm, they probably grew a foot in the box containing the shape of the box, and the flowers are on them. Leave them there. So open the box, check them out before you purchase, bring them home, and plant them. Now, amaryllis, when you plant them, you want to set the bulb so that 3/4 of the bulb is in the soil and 1/4 is setting out of the soil. Go to a 6 or an 8-inch pot, give them a good drink, lots of light, and they'll probably flower first. When they get done blooming, cut off the stalk. The leaves will develop. Keep it like a tropical plant. And in the spring, grow them on your deck or in your garden for next year.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80, the numbers 80.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The snow has stopped here in Kennebunk. It's now raining, and there's a good crust on the ice, so be careful. And as we mentioned earlier in the program, if you're going to do some shoveling, before you go out, take a little bit of your spray-on shortening like PAM or any of these products and spray your shovel. It will prevent the snow from sticking to it, and it'll make it a lot easier for you to pick it up and relocate it off your walkway, out of your driveway, and so forth. And it does help a great deal. All kinds of uses for PAM. Now, a lot of you got houseplants for Christmas, and hopefully the person that gave you the plant told you how to take care of it. If they didn't, then call your local nursery, greenhouse, and say, I received a fern plant, for example, as a Christmas present from a friend, and I think it came from you. Could you tell me how to take care of it? And I'm sure they'd be more than glad to tell you how to take care of it. Now, if it's a fern, keep it out of a room where you have a wood stove. If you have forced hot air heat, keep it away from a vent that blows the heat, because it will dry the fern. A fern is a tropical plant, like most of our house plants, but it loves humidity on the foliage. So what I would suggest that you do is, on a daily basis, get yourself a mister bottle. Fill it full of water and mist the foliage. If you've got an empty Windex bottle, clean it out, fill it with water, and keep pumping till you can flush the tube and the system of any of the Windex product. Fill it full of water and get into the routine that once a day you mist the foliage of your plant, and especially on the inside. It will help to keep it thick. It will prevent browning of the foliage, shedding of the plant, and they'll do much better. And if you do have a hanging plant, make sure that the window where it's kept is not drafty. It makes a big difference. And you'll find that they'll do a lot better for you. We'll give you more tips on how to take care of tropical plants during the program today. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Maurice from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about some mysterious holes.
Maurice, Happy New Year, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I got a series of horizontal holes, maybe the size of an eighth of an inch or so, maybe like a finished nail size, you know, around apple trees, and I just noticed them on a couple of nice big oak trees that I have. They're probably maybe 6, 7, 8, 10 in a row, and there's, you know, maybe 4 or 5 feet off the ground is where I've noticed them.
Okay. It sounds like you've got either a woodpecker who is pecking at the tree to find an insect in it, or what they call a sap sucker. My son Matthew, who lives in Florida, had in the backyard a lot of poplar trees. And I remember going into the backyard, and it looked like somebody had taken a shotgun and just kept shooting at the trees. But as you said, the holes are in rows,
right?
And that's a signal that they're looking for a potential problem with insects in that tree. So what I want you to do right now, there's nothing that you can do, basically because it's too cold.
Okay.
But if you see that we get into a warm spell, get something like 40 to 50 degrees, then what I would do is the trees that are getting pecked on and the holes created, if you're able to get there with like a pump can that you build pressure in,
mm-hmm,
I would get a product called Repels All. And Repels All is a liquid that you would mix with water. It's all organic. And you spray it in the areas where these birds are digging, and they will not continue to dig holes in that tree because of the taste and the smell that it creates on the bark that they're landing on and drilling these holes in.
Okay, and are you figuring that there are some type of insects in there, or they just randomly pick a tree and start poking holes in them?
You know, sometimes they just randomly will start to do this, and the way to tell is in the spring, look at your foliage. If the foliage is nice and healthy, there's no dead branches or horns sticking out, then that's a sign that the tree is perfectly healthy and that woodpecker is testing the tree looking for the possibility of insects in it.
Okay.
And then
that stuff that you recommended, that's okay for the fruit trees as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, in the spring, on non-edible trees, so let's say they're pecking holes in poplar or birch, or birch rather, or some of your maples or oaks, what I would do is to get the Bayer or Bonide tree and shrub. And what you would do is you would take the circumference of the tree, and it will, let's say it comes out to 6 inches all the way around. You're going to use 1 ounce per inch of circumference, and you're going to put it with some water in a watering can, and you're going to pour it at the base of the tree. The tree will absorb it. And as it absorbs it, it will move from the ground up as high as 75 feet.
Oh.
And any insects that are in that tree, any borer, will be killed with that tree and shrub product.
Okay, good. Thanks for taking my call.
But if it's something that you're going to eat, then you cannot do it because it will get in the sap of the apple, the peach, the pear, the plum, and then you're going to have a problem. So what I would do is if you've got a nice, healthy tree, it's a fruit tree, and the birds are beginning to make holes in it, is I would use the product to kill all the borers in it. But as the fruit forms on the tree, cut them off with your pruners, and that way no animal or yourself or kids will eat the fruit from that tree. The following year, the bugs are dead, and the chemical has broken down, has dissipated, is gone, and you can eat the fruit the following year.
Awesome. All right. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great new year now.
You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Now, those of you that got some snow, like I did, you got about 6 inches, maybe a little bit more, and now everything is turning to ice above it. It's going to make it difficult for the wild animals to find food, which means the deer and possibly rabbits or skunk will be coming out of the ground, those that are hibernating, that are hungry, and will start to eat your shrubs. Deer, if they can't find any food, they're brave. They'll walk up right in front of your house and eat things like holly, boxwood, azaleas, rhododendron. Oh, they love arborvitae. Arborvitae is like dessert to them. And holly is another one that they love. If you have a fruit tree orchard, they love the young bark. They love the buds on the tips of the branches. So on a nice day, get some Bonide Repels All. Spray the plants. Give them a good soaking. But it's got to be above 40 for at least 2 to 3 hours so that the product can penetrate the cracks and crevices of your plants dry. And when they come to feed, they won't like the taste. They won't like the smell. And hopefully they'll leave your plants alone. So just be prepared. So with snow cover, the deer get brave. They'll come into your yard, and then you're going to have a problem. And if they find a good food source, they'll tell all of their friends. And in the matter of just a couple of weeks, you could lose all the shrubbery that you planted in the front of your home. So, give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we will try and help you out. Now, I know a lot of you have put your power equipment away, your rototiller, your lawnmower, and what really will help that piece of equipment is to get some gas treatment, and you mix the grass treatment, the gas treatment in your can. You fill your power equipment right to the top, and that will prevent corrosion of your fuel line and other parts of your power equipment, so that next spring they'll start a lot better. So you can go to auto parts stores and you say to them, listen, I've got a sit-down mower. I want to put something in the fuel so that I don't have any problems come spring. So you can buy a pint can for $2 or $3, and it will go a long way. Now, I want you to try something else. Last year, well, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how to protect your power equipment and especially your sit-down mower so that the mice don't make a nest in the engine like they did on mine last year, costing me $300 to be repaired.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Now, in the coming weeks, now that Christmas is over, a lot of beautiful flowering plants will become available at your local greenhouse, garden center, florist shop, and plants like orchids are really, really easy to take care of. And the one orchid that I've had the easiest and the best luck is the Phalaenopsis orchid. And it looks like a rounded butterfly wing. Now, when you select an orchid, make sure that every bud on the plant is green. If you're getting some yellow or orange colored buds, that means they've dried out or they got chilled and they'll never flower. So you want to make sure that all the buds are green. Put them in a sunny window. And what I do with mine is I put a TV tray table right in front of the window, set them there. That way they're not right on the windowsill. And even though we just put in new windows that are thermal pane and heat and cold resistant, it's always cold there anyway. So get them back a couple of feet. Give them plenty of sun. Water as needed. And on all of your house plants, cut back on the amount of fertilizer that you give them. So if you're normally feeding them every couple of weeks, once a month during January, February, March, and even April is enough, because your days are shorter, the intensity of the sun is not as bright, the length of the day makes a big difference, so they're not growing as quickly. And traditionally during the winter, you get a lot of days with clouds and not that much sun. And that's what causes cabin fever. So cut back on the amount of water. Definitely cut back on the amount of food. Keep them warm. If you can mist them, it will help them to bloom a lot longer. Another great, long-lasting tropical plant is called the bromeliad. And it's also called the pitcher plant, because the foliage grows like a cylinder, round and around and around, almost creating a bowl. And then at the top of the plant, it will flare out, and then a blossom will come out of the middle. You want to keep water in the middle of the bromeliad at all times. Water the soil as necessary. Feed them on a monthly basis, but make sure that the center of the plant has water in it. And it will make a big difference in the flowers that those plants produce. Now, if you have a bromeliad from last year, it bloomed, and what's happening is, as the plant begins to mature, the main plant will produce side shoots, 2, 3, 4 or more side shoots, and the mother plant that you originally bought will transfer all of her energy to the new seedlings. When the mother looks really tired and brown, take a pair of pruners, cut her right off at the soil line, and throw her away. And now the babies will take over, and you'll have more and more foliage. And after you've waited a year, you get a big plastic bag. Clear. Put the plant in the plastic bag. Take the apple, bang it on the table to bruise it. Or just cut it in half, put it in the plastic bag, tie a knot, and as the apple rots, it will produce a gas called ethylene, and it will make it produce flowers. And you keep it for a month like that.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.